with Hooters girl and Hooters Miss International contestant Hannah Williams. You're talking a little fantasy football. This is great. Hannah, when it comes to setting the defense, are you the type of person that looks at maybe if you have a couple defenses on your roster, who they're playing each week, and you maybe are one to kind of switch up the defenses depending on the matchups?
I think it's wise. I think that, you know, not every defense is for every offense. And, you know, if you do have the ability to diversify and to adapt based on, you know, statistics or intuition, then you absolutely should. And, I mean, you know, it's cliche for a reason, but the best defense is still the best offense. So, yeah, absolutely. It's not something to count off and something to definitely consider each week. And, you know, consider for each case-to-case that you have.
Absolutely. We're talking with Hannah Williams here. She not only knows her fantasy football, I'm learning some stuff. She was the runner-up in the 2016 Miss Hooters International Bikini Pageant that just happened in Las Vegas. She does a lot with the community. She's very active with the causes Hooters is involved in. How long have you been a Hooters girl, Hannah?
I'm only on 2 years, so I'm still pretty fresh.
going on.
I love it. It's awesome.
And it's got to make you feel good, or you probably kind of get excited when you're having a fantasy football draft party at your local Hooters.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. You know, it's a wonderful environment. We have a exclusive fantasy draft pack brought to us by Bleacher Report for Hooters. And inside the pack, if you register to have your draft party at Hooters, you will get over $200 of coupons for the upcoming year, so wings, appetizers, you know, anything that you need for drafts or while you're watching games or, you know, stress eating while you're watching games. If maybe your pick is not doing so good or doing great or anything like that. And then also free pint glasses for everybody in the draft party and a chance to win a trip for 12 to the professional football draft for the 2017 year or, two tickets to the college football championship. So I totally endorse having your draft party at Hooters. I don't know where on earth else you would want to do it, but that's the best one. It's got a lot of perks.
You didn't even really mention the wings, Hannah, and that's reason enough to have it. And there, you guys even have a special hashtag set up on social media. It's a pound hashtag Hooters draft party for any and all of your information, or for maybe people that are having their fantasy football draft party at Hooters. This is a good way to trash talk and kind of get ready for your draft. I don't want to put you on the spot, Hannah, but what's maybe a player or something that you might be able to pick up late in the draft that is maybe kind of a sleeper pick? I know that there's tons of sleepers, and if you're like me, my team last year started out 0-8. I thought I had a great team after the draft, and then injuries decimated me, so including Jordy Nelson out for the year. But, you know, what's maybe a sleeper pick? Is there maybe a comeback player or somebody you maybe will draft? Is maybe a favorite player of yours that's kind of a sleeper?
Theo Riddick would actually probably be my sleeper pick. And I know that might be my rare Rangers song. Some people might, you know, look at last season and, you know, be like, what's wrong with her? Or, you know, look at his stats and just be like, well, of course, you know, why wouldn't you? That's a top pick, you know, sleeper. That's, you know, his name or something like that. But I think, you know, Riddick, you know, he, again, if, you know, I mean, the success of fantasy is a good point. And, you know, he gets great yardage, he can run the ball. Sort of a renaissance man, you know, when he first came to the Lions, he, you know, played a lot of positions, and he did very well at all of them. So I think that he has good player intuition. Beyond just, you know, the position he plays, I mean, you know, he sort of, I guess, has that intuition with, you know, his players on the field, and so he'll make good split decisions and, you know, I don't know where to run, and I feel very optimistic about him. So I would say that he is my top sleeper pick. If not, you know, one of the players I, you know, might actually, I don't know, try to strike out for when we're doing our Hooter Girl fantasy draft. So I'm excited for a season, and I'm excited to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun year. It's really wide open, I think. You know, we saw a couple teams emerge last year, but I think it's wide open. And one other thing, last question, kind of one of the most important picks you make maybe as a backup quarterback in this day and age where quarterbacks matter so much. Do you spend a pick on a backup QB early in the draft, or do you kind of wait to the end?
I think a backup QB is a wise idea for sure. And, you know, really a QB's performance is only, you know, so much of what goes on in the field and, you know, what will make or break your fantasy season. But, I mean, you know, it's the beginning, and it's like, you know, you always want a strong beginning and a strong finish. So it is wise to consider a strong backup QB. And actually, in the third draft party picks, courtesy of Bleacher Report, we do have, or it included, is full list of top-ranked players, courtesy of Bleacher Report, players to avoid, sleepers, rookies to look out for, things like that. So it's, you know, it is very beneficial to have your draft party editors. We have, you know, everything you need that, you know, we'll give you a special edge to make sure that your season is, you know, very memorable and gives you a lot of bragging rights.
Great, great stuff, Hannah. She's not only smart and beautiful, she's very educated when it comes to fantasy football. Hannah Williams, she's from the Irving, Texas Hooters, and she was the runner-up at the 2016 Miss Hooters International Bikini Pageant. So, Hannah, great advice. Good luck to your teams, and good luck drafting. And, you know, help some of those guys out when they're having their draft at Hooters. They need some help, some of them.
Definitely noted. Thank you.
Want to thank Hannah for coming on the Tech of Sports this week. Just a great show and great preview to your fantasy football season from Hannah Williams, the Hooters girl who was the runner-up in the Miss Hooters International Bikini Pageant this year. Just want to give you a reminder that the Modern Life Podcast Network has many other shows which may be of interest to you, podcast award-nominated shows. Head over to the Modern Life Podcast Network, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com, and check out all those shows that are available. So football season's coming up. We'll be talking a lot more football as we move on here on the Tech of Sports. This has been the Tech of Sports podcast, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.